This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Once among the world's most vexing health problems, a toothache hardly even bears mentioning these days. But that wasn't always the case. In the early 1600s, teeth were often cited as a leading cause of death. A Catholic toothache sufferers prayed to Saint Apollonia, the patron saint of dentists, for intercession on behalf of their aching mouths. And in 1786, Scottish poet Robert Burns immortalized the condition in his Address to the Toothache, in which he slightly exaggerates, "Whate'er that place be priests call hell, where all the tones of misery yell, and ranked plagues their numbers tell, in dreadful row, thou toothache, surely bear the bell among them all." Thanks to policies like widespread water fluoridation in the United States, plus educational cartoons like 1974's The Toothbrush Family, and oral hygiene programs in public schools, and easy access to dental products, overall dental health in the United States has vastly improved. Nevertheless, tooth decay is still cited as the most common childhood disease. 50% of children ages 12 to 15 are affected by cavities. The problem is often worse among lower-income families, who are less likely to have affordable access to dental care. People today tend to be cavalier about tooth decay, dismissing cavities and minor toothaches as insignificant. However, even with modern improvements in dentistry, cavities can still lead to oral infections and more serious complications, including death. In 1979, John Glassock, a bassist for the rock band Jethro Tull, died of endocarditis, a heart infection his doctors believe originated from an abscessed tooth. And if you watched the TV show Angel, actor Andy Hallett, who portrayed the karaoke demon Lorne, died in 2009 after a case of cardiomyopathy resulting from a dental infection. Recent studies have also linked oral infections to other serious medical conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. So, what exactly is an abscessed tooth, and how can you avoid getting one? An abscess is a type of infection that's identifiable by inflamed tissue surrounding a localized collection of yellowish-white fluid called pus, which is made up of white blood cells, tissue, and microorganisms. A tooth abscess is most commonly caused by severe tooth decay, or cavities. Other culprits are gingivitis, gum disease, and damage to the teeth, like breaks and chips. An abscess starts when openings in the tooth enamel allow bacteria to travel to and infect the pulpy center of the tooth. In severe cases, the infection can affect the jawbone as well as the soft tissue in the mouth. Left untreated, infection from an abscessed tooth can even spread to other parts of the body and cause abscesses in the brain, heart infections, pneumonia, and other complications. The main hallmark of an abscessed tooth is a painfully throbbing or stabbing toothache. It will sometimes be accompanied by a bitter taste in the mouth, bad breath, swollen glands, swelling in the mouth, and fever. Paradoxically, as the infection spreads and worsens, it may kill the nerve root of the tooth, and the toothache may go away or subside. So if you have had a bad toothache, even if it does subside, you should still see a dentist. Treatment of abscessed teeth involves draining the infection. The dentists usually also prescribe a course of antibiotics to fight any lingering infection. To reduce the risk of developing abscessed teeth, follow the advice of good old flash fluoride and the rest of the toothbrush family gang, or, you know, your local dental hygienist, and brush carefully after eating. Use floss, use mouthwash if recommended, and definitely consult a dentist right away if you find yourself with a toothache. Today's episode is based on the article, What is an Abscessed Tooth? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Gerlinda Grimes. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.